City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of City Current. It's a Mandan City Current edition today, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. It's Wednesday, December 6th, after a Mandan City Commission meeting last night, and as always, here with Jim Neubauer.
Good morning, Mary.
City Administrator for Mandan.
Thanks for having us again.
Hey, happy holidays.
Hey, thank you.
Notice our decor. Sorry for the radio listeners, can't see our lovely little Christmas lights.
But Christmas lights with the orange one right above my head, so it might be shining quite a bit.
It's kind of glowing.
Off the top.
It's good backlighting.
My head or the light? I'm not sure which one that was.
It's usually flattering, so that's good. Watched the meeting last night. It was an hour and a half, kind of the typical time. So it was a lot of business that you went through at the City Commission meeting again last night. But before we jump into that, there were a couple items I wanted to kind of resurrect and have a little chat about. And one of them is something that appeared before the Mandan Planning and Zoning Commission a couple weeks ago, and that is the issue of emergency homeless shelter and the proposal to use part of the Hartview building.
What
we know is the Hartview building.
Yep. We had a pretty good turnout. I won't say a pretty good. We had an awesome turnout.
A packed house.
Packed house on last Monday night to consider a special use permit request by the North Dakota Teen Challenge for using that facility. If the folks aren't familiar, it's up in the northwest part of Mandan, formerly known as the Hartview Building, formerly known as HIT. They had their offices up there, and Teen Challenge now owns the property for several years. So they had applied for a special use permit in which to be a temporary housing shelter for the homeless. And planning and zoning commissioners unanimously, they listened to, I think, an hour and a half or close to that in testimony from folks. In general, were opposed to that location for reasons, there's a couple of elementary schools in the area. There's a couple daycares in the area. And for some of those reasons, the planning and zoning voted to deny that request.
Yeah, based on a lot of testimony, but it really came down to a zoning issue.
Correct.
And is this the appropriate location? And again, unanimously, the zoning, planning and zoning said no. So but it doesn't go away.
Right.
And we've seen this issue is a big issue for Bismarck and Mandan.
Right.
And now there's a large group of people talking about this and trying to work towards a solution.
It is an issue in Bismarck, Mandan, and some people may have noticed that it was on our agenda when we put the agenda out on Friday. And on Monday, Teen Challenge had requested that they withdraw their application because they kind of realized they didn't have the public support for that facility.
Mm-hmm.
So normally if a special use permit goes to planning and zoning, is denied, then the city commission still gets to consider it and modify it, reject it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
You
educated me on that point this morning. I was assuming maybe it was an appeal to that decision, but you said no. Is an automatic.
Special use permits will go automatically up to a city commission for their consideration.
Okay.
So that's why it was on the agenda. And when Pastor Phil sent us a note and said we'd like to withdraw our request, we took it off the agenda. And then we had informed a few folks that were planning on attending that night.
So the issue of that particular location for an emergency shelter is a done deal. It's no longer on the table, but the issue remains.
The issue remains throughout Bismarck, Mandan, and I know that all the folks who are intimately involved with that are working on a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, the issue does not go away.
Yeah.
We still have it in both communities, and it's probably more prevalent than any of us realize, but it is still being worked on.
Yeah, I look forward to the time we can talk about it in a positive way that we've found some options and they're implemented. So the other issue I wanted to bring up was the relocation of the Mandan Municipal Court over to Morton County Courthouse.
Right.
That is complete.
Moving day was Friday, I think December 1st, when our municipal court moved over to the Morton County Courthouse, so right across the street. And we've been working on this for probably a year with the Morton County Commission, with the District Court, with the Morton County Auditor and Judge Kautzman and her staff. And finally, things were put in place. I think in June, we had reached a lease agreement to lease some space in Morton County Courthouse for that. And we had some logistics to install a security window and get some furniture ordered, and all that has been done now, and municipal court is up and operating in the Morton County Courthouse.
Yeah, that's a convenient location right across the street from City Hall. So
yep. I look at our intro that we just ran a few minutes ago, and I see Mandan City Hall Municipal Court. So we've got some signage to change on the City Hall building, and we'll do that.
There you go.
And like I said, so, but...
Well, it made sense on a lot of levels. It's a more secure place for court hearings and some of those things. It also puts all that in one-stop shop kind of place.
Security and efficiency were two of the big things that we were looking at.
So you can pay your fine there.
Yep.
Go to a court hearing.
Lots of people are coming in saying, hey, I've got a ticket or I've got a fine. I need to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And our court clerks will look at it and go, well, you have to go across the street to the courthouse to that because it might be a district court offense. So, again, all of that in one place, and also the security. Security has become a huge issue over the last several years, and we're finding that, as some people come in and they're unhappy, whether it's about a utility bill or a municipal court fine, we need to do the best to protect our employees. And part of this move to move over to Morton County Courthouse, where they already have metal detectors
they're
and security guards in place.
Right.
And like I said, we're very appreciative to them for allowing us to find some space in the courthouse. And to, like I said, this works out well for everyone. It's governments working together to create a safer and more efficient environment. Yeah, and this is a prime example of us being able to do that.
It's up and running. So if you have a traffic ticket or a court
traffic
hearing.
Ticket from City of Mandan.
Second floor
Morton County Courthouse.
Morton County Courthouse.
Right as you get off the elevator, Danica will be able to help you out.
There you go. Going back to the city commission meeting last night, there were a number of things we want to talk about. One of them was you awarded a contract for the signage, the wayfinding signs.
Most folks are familiar with our message center.
Message sign.
And the east end of Main Street across from Burger King. You'll probably have noticed in the last few years there's been modules that go out, or sometimes it's working and sometimes it's not. It had kind of been up there for 8 years. I think it's reached its useful life. We put out bids for replacing the two message boards, not the entire structure, because the entire structure is pretty, it's not moving. So we're just replacing the message boards, and we're looking probably 30 to 60 days to have that work done.
Okay.
So we're pretty happy that we're able to do that. And like I said, bear with us in the meantime, because there's some modules in there that are not replaceable
there
anymore.
Might be some mixed messages on the message board. Is that what you're saying?
It's interesting, too, because folks, we often in the Mandan Progress organization get requests to put messages on there that, because this message center is on a piece of federal highway right-of-way, we are very limited in what we can do.
Oh.
Because it's a high-traffic intersection, and we'd like to do more motion videos and things like that, which you'll see all over the place now. But... with DOT and the federal highway, no, we can't do that because it distracts drivers.
It could be a distraction.
But we put messages out there as best we can, and like I said, we've got a set of rules that we have to follow on what we can put on the message center.
We all have rules, Jim.
Yes, we all have rules.
Well, we'll look forward to that a few months down the road.
Yep,
should be all repaired and up and running. So, there were a number of appointments made last night. We've talked about the need for volunteers to sit on the various committees and boards that the city manages, and some of those appointments were made last night.
This time of year, we generally put out, we've got an extensive list of committees that we help make recommendations to city commission and city staff. We'll put the call out for volunteers usually in September, October, and those applications come in November. As committees meet on their normally scheduled routine, they will make a recommendation up to the city commission on appointments. So last night we saw appointments made to the Mandan Airport Authority, and we made appointments to the Mandan Renaissance Zone Committee.
And planning and zoning.
Yeah. So we will probably see a couple more committees that now meet in December bringing those recommendations up. Mm-hmm. I think we are very encouraged by the amount of volunteers that want to be involved in city government. And this is a way, without having to go out and get elected to a city commission or county commission, school board, park board, people can contribute, and we want their opinion. And
exactly.
So they get on a board, they express their opinions. And again, it gives people a hand in how city government
works. It gives you a taste, your foot's in the door a little bit on how some of these departments are functioning. And when Jason Timonic was here last week from Bismarck, we did talk about the elections coming up.
Yes.
And same for Mandan. In the spring, we're going to have some elections, and it's not too soon for people to start thinking about that. I mean, it's a healthy community that has lots of options and great candidates to run for these various offices as well. And as you said, we're, you know, we start with these board appointments. That's a good starting place. But it's also election season. I believe we, again, at our last meeting, our last show with Bismarck, we talked about the deadline for filing. And you'll find all of that on the Secretary of State's website. So you can start circulating petitions right after the first of the year.
After the first of the year, absolutely. I think we have two Mandan City Commission spots that will be open. You know, I think Commissioner Labor's term expires in June and Commissioner Rohrer.
Okay.
And, you know, as folks are, the committees are a great place for people to get a feel for, okay, is this something I want to get into or not want to get into? It doesn't mean you have to be on one of these committees to, you know, put your name in the hat for City Commission. But those petitions can start to be circulated, like I said, right after the first of the year. And I think they'll probably do in April sometime. I'm not sure of the exact date.
Absolutely. And it's not just City Commission. Nope. We're talking about Park Board. School district runs a little different, but they still they have their own process, but deadlines are pretty close. Legislative offices as well.
Legislative offices and county commissions. I think they have a primary in June.
Yes.
So, like I said, you'll need to get, if you're interested in those.
This is the time.
This is the time.
Start talking to your family.
There you go. Friends and neighbors.
That's right. Exactly. So we talked about those appointments. And again, they're so valuable. And those, that's an ongoing need for the city. Even though you put out a big push at the end of the year, usually for new appointments, and a lot of those are happening, it's an ongoing process.
Some of these committees, they may have someone step off, or you know, whether it's a maybe they move out of town, family commitments and things like that. So, if I guess my message is, if you're ever interested in serving on a committee, we've got our list is on our website, cityofmandan.com. If you find that you're interested, you can submit a letter of interest whenever. What will happen is we'll take that and then we'll probably get back in contact with you and say, all right, we've got your letter for the Architecture Review Commission. We may have openings coming up next fall. We'll keep this on file, but please shoot us a reminder and say, hey, we are still interested.
Okay. So, Renaissance Zone project.
Yes.
One last night, Miss Huber is out of town. So you were reporting on a Renaissance Zone project come forward, and that is for a new accounting firm opening up.
Absolutely. You'll see that we've had Malum Goodhart accounting firm in Mandan for a number of years on Main Street, and our understanding is that there will be an entity buying the Malum part of the Malum Goodhart, and therefore that entity, or there will still be an accounting firm in that location. Not sure of the name yet, but John Goodhart is also opening up. He is purchasing the former Pizza Hut building on First Street in Mandan. So it's pretty exciting that we will now have two accounting, or I shouldn't say have only two accounting firms, but we will have another accounting firm in town. So John is purchasing that building, making some improvements to
repurposing the building. That's nice to see too.
Yeah. Sometimes hard to imagine going, well, in the Pizza Hut building, once all the tables come out, once all the kitchen equipment comes out, I think you'll have room for three permanent offices, six cubicles, a conference room, appropriate ADA bathrooms, and things like that. So we're pretty excited, and the commission approved
the parts
of the Renaissance Zone for that last night. And like I said, we're excited that John is a Mandan resident and he's going to stay in town.
Yeah, that's great.
And create new jobs and repurpose an existing building. Yeah. So that's good.
It's a win-win-win.
Yes.
There you go. Also last night was a presentation and final approval of the bike and pedestrian plan for Mandan. This is actually a community-wide. It's come from the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Mm-hmm. So this is a big study, and we've seen the report being delivered to a few entities.
Right.
But Mandan City Commission got it last night.
Mandan was last night, and the commission heard representatives go through, here's the final report. The commission voted to accept the report, and it kind of sets the stage for the bike ped study is, it doesn't mean something's going to happen today or tomorrow. Really, it just says, all right, if you're considering rebuilding your streets and redoing things, then here's the framework and here's some things that you need to consider. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, they're making their rounds to all the funding partners and presenting those reports to them. We will ensure, and the Metropolitan Planning Organization will ensure that, you know, that report is, you know, gets to the school board and they have that available to them, the park board, and even the county, because a lot of the roadways that we have obviously will be future extensions into the county and they need to be aware of, here's what's coming too.
Mm-hmm.
So prime example, if you look at, you know, when they built Harmon Lake, you know, 10 plus years ago, I did never think that would take a long time to get a multi-use path all the way out to Harmon Lake.
Yeah.
But here we sit today.
Yeah.
And there is, and it's an awesome.
Right. So it's more of a, even though it's a study and a lot of people complain because these studies are done and they don't seem to go anywhere, but that's not the intention necessarily of a study like this. And you know, and others, it's now a blueprint for other things that could be happening in the community, like major road projects that are going to start coming forward. Now yep. You've got the bike and pedestrian element to add into that.
Right.
So the studies have been done. I think it's a valuable document to have and use as we go forward.
And I agree with that. And it is sometimes part of the federal funding requirement. You know, if you're going to get money from the feds to redo a road, well, there's going to have to be a multi-use portion of that.
Sure.
So by having these studies done, you kind of set the stage for the next 5 years, next 10 years, to say, all right, if there's going to be a road reconstruction, here's what we need to consider. And, you know, like I said, it's good for the community that the paths are well used, things like that. And there's some things that challenges in, you know, in residential streets and creating pathways for the biker, and you know, whether it's parallel parking or angle parking so you can see bikers, you know, all those things are kind of talked about in this study, and you ought to make sure that
every street has its own nuances.
It's not as easy as putting the paint down on the street and saying here's your bike lane, because there are ripple effects of doing
well
that.
And we've talked about this before. Mandan has its own challenges with topography and the whole spread of the community is unusual and difficult to connect at times, and it'll probably be reflected in this bike and ped study.
It's part of the beauty of our community.
Yes, it is. It is.
You know, we have a lot of terrain,
mm-hmm.
and it is also one of our largest challenges in the community is how do you get water, sewer, streets
absolutely
in places that you're pushing fluids uphill, and and you got to make sure that
it's just not natural.
Like I said, terrain is great, and it also poses those challenges for us too.
Well, now that you brought up sewer and water.
I brought up water.
We had a problem, or you had your city engineer brought forward a problem in the community as a water transmission repair needs to be done. You anticipated this was going to happen at some point in the near future, but not quite this soon. Yep. So where is this?
We have a 30-inch line that runs from our water treatment plant, which is, if you're familiar with the Heskett stacks in north of the refinery, south of Heskett is where our water treatment facility is along the Missouri River. We have a 30-inch transmission line that runs from our treatment plant up to what we call the Sunset Reservoir, but really it's the reservoir on Old Red Trail. And you folks may not even know it's there because it's buried. It's an underground reservoir, but water gets pumped up there from that 30-inch transmission line. 50, 60 years ago, you know, the material that was used for that pipe was, you know, the cat's meow. And you find out after 50, 60 years, there are some issues with that pipe.
Well, you get your money's worth.
Yeah. And that's a major project. You know, that's multi-million dollar to replace that pipe. And you know, we had a break, I think, in the late 90s in that area. We've had maybe one or two in the meantime that have been smaller breaks. And it seems like a year ago around Thanksgiving, you know, right before the snow storms hit.
And we've got some pictures up on
that
the screen
line broke.
Just that you were using last night at the meeting that shows some of the break. And
so a year ago, we were doing emergency repairs to the tune of probably $400,000.
That only repaired pieces of it.
That repaired, yes, a part of that pipeline. And we recognize that we should probably repair or replace some more of that pipeline. So we put a bid package together. We bid it out in the spring and the summer. And actually this fall, we replaced roughly 1,000 feet of this pipe. Now, November 22nd, I think some we noticed that we had a pressure drop in that line. Turn the water off, go out, look, and it's on Tesoro or Endeavor's property, and we've got a very good working relationship with them. They saw where we had we're having a washout. They call us. We say, yep, we're on it. Water's been turned off. Pretty lucky with our weather conditions.
Yeah, so far.
And we were able to get in and repair that.
So how what's the timeline on this, Jim?
That repair, you're seeing some pictures up on the screen. If you're not and you're listening on it to the radio, those repairs were made and they have been made within the past week.
Okay.
And so that line is back up and functioning now. So I think we had one or two what they call sticks of pipe. You know, it's not a quick and easy fix because there's couplings on both ends and you're dealing with old pipe. And so once you start trying to separate the old pipe from where it's joined together, sometimes you don't know if those are welded together or if they're just kind of an O-ring and they're pressure fitted together. In this case, we got lucky. We were able to kind of, what the technical term, they jiggled that pipe loose and it didn't cause further damage to more of the pipe. And so we were able to make those repairs and go from there. So you'll see it's a major transmission line. We were able to backfeed kind of our reservoir up on Old Red Trail, and in turn we weren't out for fire flow. People's pressure may have dropped in a couple of areas of town, but like I said, fire protection was still. We had enough. We keep. In a reservoir, you've got several feet, and we had 5 feet of water in that reservoir, which provides adequate fire flow and pressure to folks.
And it was temporary.
And now it's done. Gone down for a week, and we're up back, and we're fixed. And
the weather did cooperate.
Very cooperative, and so I think they got her fixed before the cold weather hit.
Good deal. Well, it's changed a little bit. Now we're going to go off the commission meeting and talk about what is happening with the weather. And that is, we've got some snow finally.
Yes.
Oh, we were waiting for it. It is the holiday season, so it is kind of nice. And it's come down in a fairly gentle manner. we didn't experience what we had last year, and that was a huge amount of snow in a very short period of time.
We went from really nice temperatures last year to I don't know how many feet of snow the end of November.
Yikes.
This has been a couple of light dustings that we've had. Obviously, I think it was yesterday or Monday, we had... between 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning is when it started. And we had a few fender benders.
Yeah.
You watch the news. Both Bismarck and Mandan, everybody forgets.
We forget how to drive.
Yep. It's like, I took this break for 6 months. Now I got to relearn how to drive.
Exactly.
So we're, from the public standpoint, always use caution and care. And our sanders were out, early that morning and putting
your
some
sanders
sand on the
get
street.
Out right away. But as far as snow removal, the trucks don't start going out until you have a certain amount of snow, correct?
Snow removal, we're about 3 to 4 inches before we will send out the plows. And like I said, it's just not cost efficient for us to send out the plows if there's less than 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't expect the plows to be coming out. We had a light dusting again last night, and we'll be out there. The public works folks were out sanding.
It's all about resources.
Yep.
There's no, in this early in the winter, we don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
For the rest of the winter. So it's good to be conservative.
Yep, we kind of blew through our budget in about a week last year for snow removal cost, just to the large amount of snow that came down. But like I said, so far we've been fortunate, knock on wood. And, while temperatures have turned colder, they're still not, 30 below zero and crazy.
We hear from your public works people that one of the most common questions that they get when the snow starts coming down is, when are you getting to me?
Right.
When is my neighborhood going to get snow? And you have a map on your website under cityofmandan.com under the Public Works Department if you go into streets. And we can bring that up right now and talk a little bit about that. Again, our apologies to our KDEC radio listeners. So you don't have the map, but again, you know where to find it. And this map is really interesting. It's interactive as well. And it talks about the priorities and where the snowplows will go first. And obviously, the first step is arterials.
Your main arterial routes, along with schools and healthcare facilities, are usually the first ones that will get hit.
Yeah.
And you can, like I said, if you go on cityofmandan.com under you know, departments and public works and snow removal, you will find you that go. Interactive map. Yep. Or, you know, put in your search engine, you know, City of Mandan, yep. snow removal routes, and it'll probably come up with
a link. So the arterials are marked there, and you can, you know, move around on this map. Again, it is interactive. Yep. The second routes are the school routes and the care centers, right. as you say. We've got those. You've marked those,
in blue.
So you see that. And then the third and fourth priority are not necessarily on the map, but the third priority is residential streets.
Correct.
And then fourth, we get into alleys yep. and other
and,
areas.
You know, folks will always, when are you coming?
Yeah.
When are you going to be at my street? When are you going to clean off my alley? You know, alleys are last on the list. Mm-hmm. Streets, you know, residential areas are third on the list.
Right.
If we can, you know, blow through town and the schools and the care centers and the main arterials, we will get as to your place as quickly as yeah. we can.
And one of the other issues that, again, we hear from public works people is people not respecting the plow and keeping away from the plows as they're trying to do their work, yeah. following too closely, and then leaving vehicles on the street. It slows down the process. And we've talked about it how many times now. People yep. get your trailers, your campers, your boats off the street. It's
get them time. Off the street. We know that we learned a lot of things last year with all the snow removal.
Yeah.
You know, we had several new employees in our public works area, and this was like their first heavy snowfalls. So it was a little bit of a learning curve for them, is getting information out to the public. We learned a lot of things too. You know, one of the things is that people wanted to know, you know, where were you today? What did you get done? And where are you going to be tomorrow?
Yeah.
And so we started putting out press releases and Facebook posts on here's what we got done today and here's where we're going to be tomorrow. You know, when we started having to haul snow from the downtown areas and other areas where there's just nowhere to put the snow, you know, a lot of times you want to push it up on the boulevard, but there's places where you can't do that. We were actually going out with signs, you know, please keep your cars off this street or that street. And we would put them in the people's boulevard so that they would know we're going to be here moving snow tomorrow. And that seemed to help out, quite a bit.
Yeah. A lot of work. And it's not just streets. Let's keep in mind the sidewalks
right.
and people are required to clear those sidewalks.
Clear your sidewalks. And, please do not blow your snow into the street. Yeah. And that's one of the things we get a lot of complaints on. Well,
where am I supposed to put
my neighbor was blowing all his snow on the street, and then it's going to get pushed right back.
So that's what your boulevard is for, or
correct.
The yard, or wherever yep. you can put it.
Tougher time nowadays when you've got three stall garages and your driveways are wider, and you run out of room to put snow.
That's true.
And so we do our best.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll be talking about snow removal again as the winter goes on.
Yeah, our favorite topic,
yes.
right?
Yeah, it is. The last thing on my list was, I just wanted to mention the Mandan Messenger mm-hmm. again. I've got a picture of it up on our screen here at cityofmandan.com. You can get your Mandan Messenger. This document is updated every month?
We took kind of a break. We had lost some personnel this summer, so we took a break for a few months.
But typically, it's a monthly document?
Typically, this is a monthly publication we put out. It will be mailed. It is included in your utility bill, or commonly known as your water bill. It's also online for you to look at it, too.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of great information in here for citizens. You've got, meetings.
Yep.
All sorts of activities with various departments.
And you see
just some really good statistical new and expanding businesses.
Yep. And we're seeing fireworks. So
yes,
fireworks are allowed in Mandan on New Year's Eve only, or actually it's maybe an hour into January 1st of 2018. And along with that, we're also reminding folks to, you know, be safe and don't put those things in your garbage can until you are sure they are out.
Sure.
So, yeah. But yeah, Mandan Messenger is a publication we've been doing for several years now, and people seem to like the information that we have included in there.
And here's the little part on the front page about fireworks.
Yep.
Permitted front page December 31st.
Yep. We will, I think it's every other month, we'll do one month it'll be a two-page edition, the next month it'll be a four-page edition, okay. So we kind of alternate back and forth with that.
All right. So. Good deal. I think we're out of time. We're
very
getting
good.
The signal. Got to wrap it up.
Got to wrap it up and cut them off signal, right?
And we'll see you again before the holidays. So.
Yep, I think we'll be here on December 20th.
And, get your shopping done. do your decorating. We've already completed ours here, obviously. So thanks for coming in, Jim.
Thanks for having us. All right.
And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.